those two explosions killed at least 25 people, soldiers and civilians, while the Syrian regime continues to pound the city of Homs. It's a city of the protests, a city that had basically been out of the regime's control. They're trying to pound it into submission with practically a week of heavy artillery shelling, women and children trying to flee from the fire, makeshift hospitals under assault. A sense here of this escalating chaos in Syria, and two sides, the regime and the revolution, who are willing to keep up the fight. They see this as a fight for survival. They're not interested in sitting down to talk. The international community is divided over how to handle it. Russia and China backing the Syria regime. That makes it very difficult for the U.S., Europe, even the Arab world to take significant action.
I was watching a comparison report the other day between Damascus and the town of Homs, and in Damascus, things appear to be going along smoothly with very little violence, and it's quite the opposite story in Homs.
True, and yet even in the outskirts of Damascus, in the suburbs, in the more rural areas, there are pockets of resistance that the regime has lost control of. They're having trouble taking back. But it is the case in Damascus, in Aleppo, the second largest city, life has been kind of normal. Business is down. Times are tough for people. A lot of uncertainty. But then all of a sudden, out of the blue, you'll get these explosions. You'll have the politics of the situation erupting. So it makes it very hard for life to feel completely normal. And of course, the bigger story here is whether this regime is going to collapse from within. That's what we're all watching for.
What did these particular explosions target?
They've been targeting the regime's outposts, military outposts, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're coming from the revolutionaries. A lot of skepticism, some voices wondering whether the regime is planting these bombs and to blame it on terrorists. That's part of the narrative they've been painting all the way through here. So very, very low visibility for anyone inside of Syria, much less for those of us outside, to really understand where these blasts are coming from. What they definitely signal is a regime that is losing its grip. One of the top experts on Syria, Peter Harling of Crisis Group, telling me the regime is eroding practically. And the question, again, when I say whether the regime will collapse from within, is at some point, is the ruling establishment going to cut Bashar al-Assad loose the way we saw Mubarak cut loose almost exactly a year ago? A change is going to come to Syria, but there's going to be a long fight, and it's getting messy.